This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, November 8th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Nia Hamm reports at Public News Service about New York's first milk bank.
Coming soon, New York's first milk bank to process breast milk for babies born prematurely or with health conditions. Hospitals currently get pasteurized donor milk from outside the state, but the New York Milk Bank, which expects to launch in early 2016, has opened 5 new drop-off sites in addition to the only other 2 depots in New York where mothers can donate milk. Executive Director Julie Boucher Horowitz says there's a growing need for donated breast milk in the state.
We need more milk in New York to provide for premature infants in the NICU. The research is showing that babies who are born early and we're saving them earlier and earlier do far better if they have human milk.
The FDA says human donor milk also is critical for the physical and mental development of premature babies. Docs for Tots co-founder Dr. Dina Leiser says it's part of a package of factors that contribute to positive short and long-term outcomes for infants, including the time spent bonding with parents.
Premature babies are some of our highest risk children. The most important thing is a nurturing interaction between caregiver, parent, and child. That cannot be stressed enough, and breast milk is a very helpful thing to many aspects of health and development for a child.
The Milk Bank of New York hopes to open a donor depot in every county over the next several months. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
Abigail Black at WNYT reports about a new restaurant in Albany where everything is free. The South End Children's Cafe is for children between 5 and 18 years old. Quote, "We hope families that are food insecure, who find themselves without food or are hungry, will find our program," unquote, says Tracy Keller, the cafe's founder. All the food is donated, with some local restaurant staff volunteering some nights and college students helping with homework. The South End Children's Cafe is open for homework help at 4 p.m. and dinner at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at 33 Rensselaer Street in Albany. Read the full story at WNYT. Today is Sunday, November 8th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny day with a high near 46 and a low around 32. Monday should also be sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 34. Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 53. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.